We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Real life stories of the Legal Exchange. Sundays 2 to 3, AM 1120, WBNW.
As a home buyer in today's fast-paced real estate market, you need a competitive edge. You need an advantage that helps your offer stand out from the rest. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I'm excited to tell you how to get just the edge you're looking for as a home buyer. This brand new program is called Mortgage First, and it's exclusively from Quicken Loans. With Mortgage First, the name really says it all. Unlike a pre-approval, we'll verify your assets, income, and credit to underwrite you up front, giving you the upper hand on the competition before you even start shopping. As a strong, confident buyer, you can stay focused on finding the right place for you and your family, knowing you're approved by Quicken Loans. To learn more about Mortgage First, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That number again is 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Restrictions apply. Rate, terms, and conditions may change until final loan approval. This is not an offer to lend. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender, license in all 50 states, NMLS number 3030.
Pat Boone here with a word about bank safety. Do you think your money in the bank is safe? Don't bank on it. A generation ago, bank account felt secure and they paid interest. This encouraged the virtue of thrift and saving. But today, bank accounts pay virtually nothing and have shifted from low risk to high risk. For example, did you know your money deposited in most U.S. banks could be subject to limited withdrawal and even confiscated by existing executive orders? Oh, yes. And that's just the first of 19 risks explained in a new 32-page white paper entitled Don't Bank on It. Still think your bank's deposits are safe? Get this vital new white paper now.
Call toll-free 800-519-6271. That's 800-519-6271. It's 800-519-6271.
Or at SwissAmerica.com.
Distance matters. Chevy has 10 models offering an EPA-estimated 30 highway miles per gallon or better, like the 42 MPG Highway Cruise Eco. If you want to save more at the pump, stop by and see your local Chevy dealer today.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
All right, welcome on a Friday. It's hard to believe on a Friday morning. But I guess when Monday comes, I'll say, wow, it's hard to believe it's a Monday morning. This is your humble host, Stu Taylor. And I'm, again, very delighted and appreciative to have you on again today. I honestly never, ever try to take any of these wonderful opportunities I have every day for granted. So now that I just need a box of Kleenex here so I can wipe the tears from my eyes, but now that I've cleared that up, let's move into the show itself. And I first want to, only because it's my show, hold on one second. First, I want to take an opportunity to say how personally happy I am with the pardon of a friend. I could say a friend. How do you define a friend? Somebody you speak with every day or somebody you've spoken with many times? Well, I'll define it either way you want, but I certainly have not met him personally, but we become good friends. A filmmaker and author, Dinesh D'Souza. You know, all those books on Hillary's America and how Obama's America and how they destroyed this country. I think those books, very, very effective in determining some of the votes of the election. Now, I'm going to call it as I sees it, to use an old sports terminology point. I know Donald Trump is limited in terms of things it takes these corrupt politicians to learn all these years. I understand that. Sometimes I say, what? I raise my eyebrows. Trump was unfamiliar with Dinesh D'Souza? And Alan Dershowitz informed him who he was. And Dinesh D'Souza has done more than his share. I mean, I read his books. They come out. I read them from start to finish. There's another one coming out. I don't know the name of it. And when it's ready to pop, we'll have Dinesh on again today. Trump really didn't know who D'Souza was. So he went to Dershowitz. And Dershowitz, I think, I think he does the honorable thing. Every time I hear him comment on a hot issue, he does the honorable thing. He tells you what he believes. He doesn't tell you what the majority of the swamp creatures want him to say, which is why there's been a lot of skepticism and question about his political thinking. He is a self-avowed civil libertarian, not a member of Black Lives Matter, not a follower of the progressive far-wing left. And I give him a lot of credit. Someone else, kind of like this, another lawyer, not quite as dramatic, but is Jonathan Turley, I think, at George Washington University. You have to realize that people are caught up in the political spectrum. They're always on the networks. There's always the prodding or the temptation. And, I mean, I've only seen it from a limited perspective because the number of times I've been on television, it hasn't been to talk about politics, but when it has, I've made it very clear to Fox, to MSNBC, and to other networks about what my political position is. I don't try to hide it by saying, if I hide it, I can't come on. If I can't come on, so be it. I don't mind having a little fun, but I'm not going to sell myself out by passing myself off as a disgusting left-wing liberal. So why am I so happy? I'm happy because Trump did it, because on the basis of what he heard. And then he went ahead, you know, he's pardoned Scooter Libby. He's got a number of other conservatives. Scooter Libby never should have been in there in the first place. Shame on you, Dick Cheney. But Dick Cheney is also not one of my favorite people. Dinesh D'Souza's films and his books, nothing short of brilliant. In fact, right up next to Michael Moore, that disgusting moron. Well, I probably shouldn't use the word moron. That disgusting person, okay? He's obviously not a moron. His books, his movies are the first and second best grossing movies out. There is a strong undercurrent of political support for Donald Trump in this country. And I think it's even greater after, and I don't know why it's taken so long, after the exposure of the people on the far left in this country, and it keeps going on and on and on. And I don't defend Roseanne Barr for a second for what she said. Inexcusable. Dumb. And now the question comes up in terms of ethics and legality as to whether they should have pulled her job. I think they should have demanded a retraction like they would have done for every other left-wing Samantha Bee. Oh, please. Come right out and say they're sorry. And it's like it never happened. Roseanne broke down. She went back to ABC, pledging to give her another chance. Look, blamed it on some drug use. I don't know. I don't care. How can anybody in their right mind come out and make a statement that she made about Valerie Jarrett? I don't make those statements in private. Whether I believe them or not, I don't make that. I would never say anything like that in private. And people are born the way they're born. I'm not talking about those who were transformed into a career of crime. They're born the way they're born. And I accept all of them, except those people who commit crimes, sell out their country and their people. That's different. I don't care what you look like. I don't care what your IQ is. I want to know what your value system is. Not talking about Roseanne Barr's value system right now. I want to get back and talk about Dinesh D'Souza's. This is Stu Taylor.
I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-480-1941 and use promo code STU. That's 50% off My Pillow's 4-pack special. 800-480-1941 and use promo code STU. Don't delay. Order now.
For investors, timberland has become the symbol of safety. Global tropical timber demand continues to surge as the world's population increases. The need for managed, sustainable timber production forests has never been greater. When stock markets crash, trees keep growing. Direct ownership of fully managed tropical timberland acreage is now available to accredited investors. Prime, valuable hardwood groves close to the beautiful Costa Rican border generate and maintain superior long-term wealth. Consider visiting our forest plantations. Qualified accredited investors should go to PreciousTimberProfits.com or dial 855-888-6288 for more information. Call 855-888-6288 or visit PreciousTimberProfits.com. This announcement does not constitute either an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offering made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288, PreciousTimberProfits.com, PreciousTimberProfits.com.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, call Consolidated Credit now.
Call now, 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services or by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC-32. Establishment of a plan may adversely affect the individual's credit rating or credit scores. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase financial charges or collections activity, including litigation.
Biz Talk Radio.
The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBNW.
This is Governor Mike Huckabee. Whether you're in Beantown or the rest of America, I'm sure you know that if it's the Red Sox, it's Boston. But if it's business, it's Stu Taylor on business.
Are you sincere when you say I love you? Are you sincere when you say I'll be true? Do you mean?
Oh man, I'll tell you, Andy Williams. So Dinesh D'Souza, I just was beginning my discussion about my relations with him. I've had him on for every movie. I've had him on for every book. And I think this guy's the top of the earth. And you can read into the case. Obama's given millions of dollars of illegal donation. I mean, how would I even begin talking about what all the Democrats have done? And certainly not a lot of Republicans about giving thousands and millions of illegal donations. He gave $20,000 to two women he knew who needed some help. I think it was $10,000 each, and then they repaid him. Should have he done it? No. Was he aware of it? No. I mean, why would you get yourself in big trouble for that kind of money? I got someone who basically stopped talking to me when I was doing sports radio because they wanted to borrow my press pass to the Red Sox game. And I said, I that'll be the last game I go to. I can't give you Red Sox credentials to use in my name. And for some reason, he got really ticked off. I've never spoken with him since. Common sense. Common sense. And there are a number of instances like that. I'm sure we've all run into them, but I won't bore you with the two or three that are going through my mind. So D'Souza said that when he came on my shows, I mean, we talked at great length off the air, and he is fine. He paid back those. He suffered 8 months in one of these detention centers with murderers and drug dealers for this. Obama made it as hard on him as he could until his term was up, and from what I understand to this day, the far-reaching effects of Barack Obama are still going after him. This is America. First of all, for what he did, you know what that deserved? A reprimand, a slap on the hand. There was no intent to gain anything. He didn't know. You know, we do things we don't know. You made a mistake. I'm going to charge you $100 for this parking ticket. Don't do it again. Not if you live in the United States of America under Barack Obama. This is the antithesis of what his platform is based upon. So Trump, and I'm happy to say he called him personally. D'Souza was talking about how he was targeted on a film that he made about the Obama administration that you should get and see. Even though he had been pardoned, his files are still being red flagged about his opposition to President Barack Obama. Quote from Dinesh D'Souza. I was in my office just working away, and the operator came on the line and said, "Is this Dinesh D'Souza?" He said Friday, and there was Trump. Said the president's told him he's been a great voice for freedom, and I've got to tell you, man to man, you have been screwed. See, Trump is your average, in so many ways, the contradiction. And my guess, he's only worth $2 billion now. I mean, does it matter? But the contradiction is he's the people's man. He talks in people's language. He's the kind of guy you could sit around in a bar room and, like it or not, ladies, it's the way a lot of guys talk. D'Souza said that Trump told him he was reviewing the case and knew from the beginning that it was fishy. And Trump has a way of dramatizing things, but he said he felt a great injustice. In May, here are the details. Are you ready? I don't want to be vague about them. So I managed to get him out somewhere so I wouldn't misspeak. In May 2014, Dinesh D'Souza, he's 57, by the way, he admitted he illegally had reimbursed two straw donors who donated $10,000 each to the unsuccessful 2012 Senate campaign in New York of Wendy Long, a Republican he had known since attending Dartmouth College in the early 80s. He also personally gave $10,000 to the campaign when the legal limit was $5,000. Sounds like a life sentence to me. Doesn't matter. Because voices of people with consciousness, with consciences, they don't speak up. Maybe they'll speak up now, and I commend Alan Dershowitz. I commend Donald Trump. I wish Dershowitz were formally working on Trump's campaign, but he isn't, because I know he wouldn't be a straw in that campaign if he were helping Trump through these things on a full-time basis. You can be sure you'd be getting the best effort from the best attorney. And he's no kid anymore. Dershowitz is 78, but he just keeps going. Back then, there was an attorney who Trump let go as part of his organization for the early stages, and he's another left-wing radical, Preet Bharara. Do you remember him? Another New York attorney. He accused D'Souza of following his sentencing of willfully undermining the integrity of the campaign's finance process. When do I start laughing and when do I stop? The conservative author has written several books on politics and religion and the films 2016, Obama's America and Hillary's America. He's got courage. He says he's stronger emotionally than ever. And he's got a new movie coming out soon, I think, or a new book. This is courage. He's, yes, of Indian descent. And as far as I'm concerned, he's a true-blooded American. I wish American-born populace out there who are afraid to speak up would show some guts. All right, we'll be back.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 immediately. That's 800-557-6095. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-557-6095. That's 800-557-6095. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it would take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, call Consolidated Credit now.
Call now, 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company, licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC-32. Establishment of a plan may adversely affect the individual's credit rating or credit scores. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase financial charges or collections activity, including litigation.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Biz Talk Radio. The Legal Exchange, Sundays 9 to 10 a.m., a.m. 1120, WBNW.
Hello, I'm Brian Tracy. I have written 52 books. I've spoken to more than 5 million people in 55 countries, and I can tell you that Stu Taylor is one of the very finest authorities on business and personal success in America today. When you listen to his show and take notes, you'll get yourself a college education in practical, street smart things that you can do to be more successful in any business.
Ooh, you come on like a dream. Peaches and cream, lips like strawberry wine. You're 16, you're beautiful, and you're mine. You're all ribbons and curls. What a girl, eyes that twinkle and shine. You're 16, you're beautiful, and you're mine.
You know who sang that?
No, who?
Johnny Burnett.
Johnny Burnett. How old is that song?
Look it up. I thought that song was 1957, I think.
Okay. We like this. We're fans.
I was born in 1906.
1961. Hannah just researched it, Stu.
1961.
Yep.
Now I'm disturbed from my thought process on this show, how I could have been off so much. I have to rethink it, but I probably shouldn't use these two segments to do it. I'm just one, because I'm usually pretty close. Wait a minute. Wait. 19. What year?
1961.
I'm sorry. I just realized it is 1960 or 61. I just put it all together. Another case of to use a polite word on radio, a mind cramp, as opposed to the others, but that's, a brain cramp.
It happens. We're all human.
Yeah, because I know that one like the back of my hand. So, this is a case that, this Dinesh D'Souza case, as an immigrant, just the simple haunting sound of the United States against Dinesh D'Souza, an army of FBI agents going around after you, and now a congressional committee has a copy of his file, a file that the FBI had been refusing to release to Congress for a long time. Why is he red flagged? He is red flagged because, as a conservative critic of the Obama administration, that's par for the course. You're looking at a dictator. You're looking at someone who is violating every tenet and amendment of the United States Constitution. You're looking at an ex-president, Barack Obama. I hate even refer him. In all the years he was president, maybe once or twice I called him. I couldn't even give him the distinguished salutation of calling him president. And I know now I'll call him Barry Soltieri. Hussein Obama. And Dinesh D'Souza wants to know, why is that in his file? It's in his file because the FBI is signaling to Eric Holder, the Justice Department, here's a guy you may want to go after. Here's a guy who's one of your political enemies. And so is the kind of way this signaling works. The signaling within the government is targeting D'Souza for selective prosecution. It was Obama's movie that angered the then president. And that nothing, believe me, if it weren't for this movie, nothing would have happened. D'Souza, even though obviously he's much higher profile than I am, would have just gone along and along and along. Too many people to go after other than what would have been someone who was less productive with information. Shouldn't it be a matter that the penalty is proportionate to the crime? I only hope, and I mentioned the terminology, term limits yesterday. There are so many cases, so much to learn. I mean, my goodness, when you think of the legal profession to learn it, forget it. You know, they bring on outstanding personalities like John Napolitano and Jonathan Turley and, you know, and I and Alan Dershowitz. And I mean, I'm amazed at not only how much they know, how well they are able to articulate it. And there's always question in some of the protocol. They actually have more confidence in Alan Dershowitz. But this is complicated stuff. Dinesh D'Souza said it was the Obama movie that angered the president. He since has become familiar with campaign finance, but he had no idea then. No American in this country's history has ever been indicted, let alone prosecuted, let alone locked up for doing what Dinesh D'Souza did. Not one single case. But Eric Holder, best buddies with Barack Obama, decided to take this and make it a case. And you can only believe this in America. That Eric Holder is considering running for president. If he just runs for president, I mean, it's just positively unbelievable. I don't care about any of these people running for president right now. None of them concern me. Because if Trump can finish what he's accomplishing at the rate he's accomplishing in by the year 2020, or the year that the campaigns begin to get into full fold after the midterm election, how can Trump lose? There aren't that many dumb people in this country. And there are even fewer dumb people when you look at the number of people who are so naive, uneducated, ignorant, maybe living in the mountains somewhere. They're probably Trump supporters to begin with. There's got to be some new wave of social media. I think of social media having its first really dramatic effects with Howard Dean and his Ground Roots campaign. Unfortunately, as nice as the guy is personally, and I know from someone very close to me who knows Howard Dean very well, that he is a great guy. And then you take someone out of the personal setting and you put him into a political environment. And then you can use an eight-letter word. I had to spell it out here to make sure, to describe them. It's pretty amazing. And Obama went ahead and was vindictive, and he was raging about it on his website. And he and Trump have this in common. Although I can understand, because of the support Obama has, he can go for it. He could say anything about anyone. But Trump, he doesn't have that support. At least in the mass media. And he can't really go out and go after it. And yet, he's got the courage to do it. I'm very thankful for Trump giving those rights back to Dinesh D'Souza. And D'Souza said, as many, many people say, take a look at Mike Flynn and so many others, Scooter Libby. He volunteered to plead guilty. But on Friday, now that the pardon's been issued, he said he was pushed into doing that. I wouldn't be surprised to see if Obama, with his tentacles, could do something else to go after him. The comment was, the government said that we're going to charge you with violating campaign finance law, and you're going to plead guilty or not guilty. You say, I'm thinking, well, maybe I won't plead guilty. And then the government says, well, okay, and now we're going to put a second charge on top of that and a third charge. It's got a technical word to it. It's called filing a false document. See, this is the trap we're in the United States of America. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. I'd say it's gone except for the blessing of Donald Trump. We'll wrap it up.
For investors, timberland has become the symbol of safety. Global tropical timber demand continues to surge as the world's population increases. The need for managed, sustainable timber production forests has never been greater. When stock markets crash, trees keep growing. Direct ownership of fully managed tropical timberland acreage is now available to accredited investors. Prime, valuable hardwood groves close to the beautiful Costa Rican border generate and maintain superior long-term wealth. Consider visiting our forest plantations. Qualified accredited investors should go to PreciousTimberProfits.com or dial 855-888-6288 for more information. Call 855-888-6288 or visit PreciousTimberProfits.com. This announcement does not constitute either an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offering made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288, PreciousTimberProfits.com, PreciousTimberProfits.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-480-1941 and use promo code STEW. That's 50% off My Pillow's 4-pack special. 800-480-1941 and use promo code STEW. Don't delay. Order now.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, night time heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
Biz Talk Radio. Real Life Stories of the Legal Exchange, Saturdays, noon to 1, a.m. 1120, WBNW.
Hi, folks. I'm Dinesh D'Souza. I made the movie 2016, Obama's America, also the movie America, Imagine a World Without Her. My latest film is Hillary's America, The Secret History of the Democratic Party. I'm a big fan of Stu Taylor. Love being on his show.
All right, we're back, and I think you can tell I got kind of an affinity here for Dinesh D'Souza, thinking how he took his life in his hands, and I am not being overly dramatic on this. You should read the books he wrote and the danger he had when imprisoned for giving a few thousand dollars more of campaign money when nobody gets indicted for that. This is the guy who was president of the United States, Barack Obama, who's now building, I think, a $1.1 billion library or something in Chicago. I think it was going to be in Hawaii. And he is a plague on this earth. It's really unbelievable. And this is the case you want to look at. So he got threatened. Okay, if you want to plead innocent, then we'll do another one. He said, you know, you're forced off, and you are so forced into this. And then you know what it costs to retain an attorney? And then you got to worry about losing. I'm talking people with money. Lose your house. Lose your marriage. Lose your kids. You want to talk about stress? This is used against the, and I'll say innocent of this country, or the innocent people of this country. It's a way of forcing you to submit. And then, of course, you know, the holier than thou put on a very self-righteous robe and say, well, he voluntarily pleaded. BS. Dinesh D'Souza said he was put in a halfway house in San Diego for 8 months, sleeping overnight in a dormitory, which had 120 hardened felons. And how he came out of it was a miracle. Now you look with other people Trump is going to side with, and it doesn't matter, because if Trump decides to side with them, it's a good thing. It's a bad thing for all of us. Doesn't matter what he does. Tom DeLay, who I've had on this show, tough politician, but please tell me the crimes. And then there are two others who fall into that category of you know what. Questionable. Martha Stewart, I mean, I think she should be pardoned. And I'm only making this on a comparative level to what happens to other personalities, most of them left-wingers. You saw when Eric Holder let so many bad people go that he pardoned before he left in Obama. I mean, you look at it, you could scream. Some of them traitors to this country. And now you look at Mark Rich, for example. Clinton asking for Eric Holder to let him go, and he let him go. I mean, you just couldn't even believe. Was it Eric Holder? Yeah, it was Eric Holder. So does that make it Obama? It doesn't matter. Let Mark Rich go. Man went overseas. Clinton had some kind of a relationship with his wife. I know his financial. I'm not saying for sure whatever else it was, because I don't know, or at least I temporarily forget whether they engaged in sex. I have no idea. So D'Souza said it was an eye-opening experience, and he came out of it fine. And then, you know, as I say, we could look at a lot of these people, Martha Stewart, D'Souza, Rod Blagojevich. I just have to tell you that when people say, who are the most, some of the most, you know, the mayor of Chicago who got caught trying to sell a seat in the state senate. I don't know what it is about Chicago politicians. It's like New Jersey politicians, New York politicians, up in Louisiana politicians. See, it's in the air. It's an infection. So Rod Blagojevich gets convicted and sentenced to about, I don't know, 14 years at least. And he's making his case, and he comes and he writes a book. I mean, he was not shy. He writes a book about the injustice of that. And he came on my show, I think, honestly, for a full hour. He asked if he could stay on longer. Defending his position. My job was to listen to him defend his position. It wasn't to make a judgment. He wrote a book. If he came on and didn't write a book, it would have been a different interview. He was defending his decision. And I never will forget when the decision ended, or the show ended, and I thanked him for appearing. He stayed on the phone with me another 25 minutes, just me, ranting and raving and begging me to listen to his position that he was innocent. Some people are just flat out interesting. Rod Blagojevich is one of them. And I just think, and I can't even give you a logical reason, because very often we don't function on logic. I'd like to see Rod Blagojevich out there. I'd like to go to lunch with him at dinner. He's a fascinating guy. I want to thank everyone for listening as we approach the weekend. And if you want the time of your life, go to Century House. H-C-E-N-T-U-R-Y. I've gone there 8 straight years in Nantucket. They're running all kinds of specials. Go to centuryhouse.com. Make your reservations. You won't believe it.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio,